All right, good morning, church family. How are we doing today? Hey, everyone. Hey, good morning. All right, I'm just trying to get everyone hyped up. It's not working. Hey, it's good to see you guys today. Thanks for being here. Welcome to Bird Park Community Church. How's everyone doing today? We okay? We having a good Sunday? Good start? Sun's coming out. Hey, we're glad to see you here. And check these out. Each one of you might have seen this when you came in or on your table. We've got these cool QR codes. You can scan them, follow along in the lyrics. And this week we've got Spanish and English. All right, so check that out. Also got QR codes to give financially to the church, to ACC, to Singing Waters. Check that as well. We've had an amazing season of generosity in this church, and we just thank you for that, for those who contributed. The food bank, I've been a part of that since the start of quarantine, and it's funded for at least 6 months. And that's pretty amazing. All glory to God on that one. And so thank you for your continued giving. And we got an exciting service for you today, guys. I don't know about this, but we are going to be getting into some Spanish singing, and even Pastor Enrique is going to be bringing a part English, part Spanish message today. I just want to say, did you guys know that God speaks Spanish too? You guys think about that? Like, God speaks Spanish too, all right? And I just think that it is an amazing thing. We were singing a song, practicing today, and it is powerful to be singing in a message that you perhaps don't understand the words, but the Spirit is still moving in you. That's a powerful thing, and I felt it already. I'm excited to have that unity finally and brought to this community, because we have a very diverse town here. And so this unity is incredible during the season. I think you guys are really going to be blessed today. That being said, check this out in Romans, right here in chapter 6. From now on, think of it this way. Sin speaks a dead language that means nothing to you. But God speaks your mother tongue, and you hang on every word. Amen. You are dead to sin and alive to God. That's what Jesus did. Amen. Hey, y'all got 6 feet to move today, all right? So we expect that, all right? Let's do it. Let's worship.
Well, we do want you to be comfortable in how you worship, but I would encourage you, if you want to stand a little bit and get some blood flowing, we're going to be starting off with some good praise and some upbeat worship here together as we exalt and turn our focus to the Lord this morning. By your grace we are no longer bound, no longer bound.
You called me out of the grave, you called me into the light. You called my name and then my heart came alive. Your love is greater, your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me. Your love is greater, your love is stronger. Song awaken, all creation singing, we're alive, cause you're alive. You call me out of the grave, you call me into the light, you call my name and then my heart came alive. Your love is greater, your love is stronger, your love awakens, awakens, awakens me. Your love is greater, stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me.
And what a love we found.
shout it out. We're alive because you're alive. And what a love we found. Death can't hold us down. We shout it out. We're alive because you're alive. Is greater, your love is stronger, your love awakens, awakens, awakens me. Your love is greater, your love is stronger, your love awakens, awakens, awakens me. Your love is great.
You guys awake this morning?
¿Quién rompe el poder del pecado? Su amor es fuerte y poderoso. El Rey de gloria, el Rey de majestad. Mueve el mundo con su estruendo y nuestra sombra con maravillas. El Rey de gloria, el Rey de majestad. Gracia sublima es, perfecto es tu amor. Tomaste mi lugar, cargaste tú mi cruz, tu vida diste ahí. Oh, Jesús, te adoro por lo que hiciste en mí.
Who brings our chaos?
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules our nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of his brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Digno es el Cordero de Dios. Digno es el Rey que la muerte venció. Digna es el Cordero de Dios. Amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. won my victory, yeah. Where my desert used to be, there's a living water spring. The living water spring.
Let this be our prayer. Fill me up.
Fill me up till I overflow. The living water, come and fill my soul. Fill me up till I overflow. Living water, come and fill my soul. Fill me up till I overflow. Living water, come and fill my soul. Fill me up till see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly.
I've got a river.
Mariachi praise music that we're going to get this morning. I tell you, big hand for the band. That's great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gloria a Dios. Give God the praise. I don't know about you, but I think it takes it to a whole different dimension when you've got more than one language that you can hear the word of God and that you can praise God in. And yes, Reed, it's very true. God does speak Spanish and English and many others. As a matter of fact, have you ever wondered what the language of God truly is? Huh?
Love language.
I like that. Bear Lou says silence. Okay, well, yeah. Except that what happens when God speaks? Sometimes it's anything but silent, right? In Judaism and Christianity, it's unclear whether the language used by God to address Adam was the language of Adam or whether it was actually the language of God. Because Adam was the one who, remember, was the name giver, right? In Genesis chapter 2. He used that language to name all living things. So actually, Adam did have a language, and it's kind of curious as to where he learned that language. Or was it indeed a different divine language? Since God is, however, portrayed as using speech during creation, because he created by what? By fiat, right? By word. Then that was definitely before Adam was created, because Adam was indeed created. Well, some authorities assume that the language of God was different than the language of paradise, or the language of the Garden of Eden, invented by Adam. And, of course, medieval Jewish authorities maintained that the language of God was what? Hebrew, of course. And they maintained that, and all of Western Europe actually maintained that, well, actually into the 20th century, before they really started kind of questioning. Maybe it's even kind of ludicrous to think that God has a language, right? The sacred language of Islam is classical Arabic, which, along with Hebrew and Aramaic, is a Semitic language, and so it's considered to be sacred. But from the Muslim point of view, that was the language by which Allah revealed the Quran, to Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, right? Via the angel Jibril, which sounds very close to who? Gabriel. So language does indeed matter. Language is a vital part of human connection, and not just human connection, but human and divine connection. But language is what makes us humans, and it makes us different than the rest of God's creation. Yes, it's true that all species have their ways of communicating, but we humans are the only ones that have mastered a cognitive language, that have mastered a complex system of words, structures, and grammar, how those words fit together to actually communicate our thoughts, our ideas, our feelings, our dreams, and our visions. And to show how powerful the God-given mind of man is, we've done that number of times, haven't we? In a number of different languages that we have set up. It's phenomenal to think about. Language has the power to build societies. And it also has the power to do what? To tear them down, right? And as language has developed, cultures have developed, individuals have developed. And although much of human communication is nonverbal, we have our gestures, we have our expressions, we have our tones, we have our emotions, right? Being able to talk, being able to communicate with our friends, with our partners, with our family in a shared language, well, that's necessary. It's needed if we are to develop as individuals, if we are to develop as families and as groups of people. It has so many benefits to us as humans, but it can also be problematic, right? If language is used ineffectively, which is why it's important to be mindful of how you are using that particular language or any language in any situation. Are we using our language effectively? For language to cause communication, somebody has to be speaking, but then also what? Somebody has to be listening. Somebody has to be hearing. And which is more important? Is it the speaking or is it the hearing as far as communication is concerned? Romans chapter 10, verse 7, Paul tells us, So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So, yeah, we see that hearing is important, but is it more important than speaking? Because actually in verse 15, two verses before that in Romans 10, Paul tells us, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good... Don't look at my feet. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news, as he reflects back on Isaiah 52. So both It's the hearing and the preaching, both. It's evangelism and it's Bible translation that are important for faith to indeed fully take over this world, for God's desire of a world full of faith, according to Romans. God speaks nearly 7,000 languages in this world. He communicates to people in nearly 7,000 languages in this world. That's phenomenal. The good news is that more people have more access to him in a language that they understand best, their own language, the language of their land, of their home, than ever before. On an average, a new Bible translation is started somewhere in the world every 3 to 4 days. 3 to 4 days. That's phenomenal, isn't it? And Bible translations agencies say that by the year 2025, everybody in the world should be able to communicate with God in their own language, whether it be God communicating with them by them reading in their own language or listening in their own language, or vice versa, them praying to God in their language, because now they know that there's a God to pray to and that he is listening. That's amazing to think about. That's 5 years away. But what language is, again, the language of God? Well, many people, including some that we meet every day, can't understand him, can't hear him when he speaks. They're not communicating with him. And that's a problem. It's one we need to be not just aware of, but we need to be working towards, resolving. To them, the love letter of God remains a closed book, and that's sad. So I'm going to open the love letter of God, and I'm going to read from it. I want you to listen as we communicate together. If I speak the language of men and of angels, but I do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I give the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have not love, I have nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and I give over my body to hardships that I may boast, but I do not have love, I am nothing and I gain nothing. For love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. And it always perseveres. Because love, what? Never fails. These three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these, the greatest of the God languages, is love. Holy Father, the Bible says that you are love. And so, yes, you communicate love through everything that you do and that you say. Love is your language. And we praise your name that we can entrust our future in your safekeeping, knowing that your love surrounds us and that your grace is sufficient, no matter how bleak the circumstances of life may appear. We thank you, Lord, that you hold the world in the palm of your hand, and nothing can snatch us from that secure position in you. Keep our hearts from unnecessary fretting or worry. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, may we build ourselves up in your most holy faith by looking to your Son, Jesus, knowing that in all things he is the victor, and we are securely positioned in him through time and into eternity. And so, bless our time this morning. Bless Enrique's words to us. And we thank you in the name of that greatest of all love gifts, Jesus. All God's people said, amen.
And I ask that you continue to join me in a spirit of prayer this morning as we just implore the Lord to come down. Let his glory and his power and his majesty and his worth flood the earth right now.
Break down the walls, push back the dark, light of the world, move in our hearts. There's a stirring in the spirit, heaven. Let your glory and your power, let your majesty and worth flood the earth, flood the earth. Let the rumors of your kingdom, let your name without reserve, flood the earth, flood the earth. Freedom is here.
Amen.
Fear has to leave. Pain has to go. Darkness retreat.
Child of God. chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
Says in Matthew, Luke 17:6, that if you have the faith of a mustard seed, I don't know if you know how small a mustard seed is, but it's very, very tiny. If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could literally tell the mountains to move and they will move. Now, I remember as a child thinking, wow, that's really cool. I tried it once. I guess my faith wasn't that big. But as I grew older, I started to realize there was deeper meaning to this. And I started to look back on my life as an adult, and I seen God's hand moving things in my life that were considered mountains. So today we want to sing a little song. It's really fun. It's called Granito de Mostaza. And if you know this song, I encourage you to sing with me. If you don't know it, it's a very fun song. There's basically a couple movements we want you to learn. Number one is faith the size of a mustard seed. So we're going to put our fingers like this and basically just do that. And then there's a part of the song that says, if you tell the mountains to move, they'll move. Muévanse, muévanse. Basically, just move out of my way.
You don't want to stand up.
Move out of my way. So I want you guys to stand up real quick. I want you guys to think. If you don't know the song, I want you to think of the mountains that God has moved in your life. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's some mountains this morning that need to be moved. Just know that There's liberty in Jesus today. Si tuvieras fe como un granito de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor. Si tuvieras fe como un granito de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor. Tú le dirías a las montañas, muévanse, muévanse. Su delería a las montañas, muévanse, muévanse. Si tuvieras fe como un granito de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor. Si tuvieras fe como un granito de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor. Tú le dirías a las montañas, muévanse, muévanse. Tú le dirías a las montañas, muévanse, muévanse. Si las montañas se moverán, y las montañas se moverán, y las montañas se moverán, se moverán, y las montañas se moverán. Si tuvieras fe como un granito de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor. Si tuvieras fe como un granito de mostaza, eso lo dice el Señor.
That's right. Give a praise to the Lord this morning. Let's welcome up Enrique.
Wow, that was cool. That's awesome. I was feeling it in my bones. I don't know about you. I was like, oh, yeah. You know, thank you, Ron, for talking a little bit about language and how important it is. La cosa es de que tenemos diferentes idiomas aquí en este mundo, ¿verdad? Sabemos que hay diferentes personas, que cada país tiene su propio lenguaje. And Pastor Ron, you were talking about how there is one language, or there may be one language, we're not even sure. Is there a language? Y el Pastor Ron estaba diciendo, más bien estaba preguntando si había un idioma en los cielos cuando vamos a estar con el Señor. And I wondered that myself. Here's what I used to tell. We used to have a bilingual service at our church years ago. And here's what I would tell them. I would say, you know, in heaven, we're all going to speak one language. And it's Spanish. And so, yo les decía que cuando teníamos un servicio que era bilingüe, yo les decía a la gente que algún día íbamos a hablar solamente un idioma. Y ese idioma iba a ser el español. Y por eso estamos aquí, para ayudarles a aprender a hablar el español, ¿verdad? That's why we're here, to help you speak Spanish. And that's why there's a lot of us, because you're going to learn it through immersion, you know? ¿Por qué tenemos tantos idiomas? Vamos a Génesis capítulo 9. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, it says, "And then God blessed Noah and his sons, and he told them, 'Be fruitful and multiply,
fill the earth. Dios bendijo a Noé y a sus hijos diciéndoles, sean fecundos, reproduzcanse y pueblen la tierra. You see, God had called Noah's descendants to scatter throughout the earth to be fruitful and to fill the earth. God said to Noah and his sons, I am giving you my blessing. Have a lot of children and grandchildren so people will live everywhere on this earth. Dios había llamado a los descendientes de Noé a esparcirse por la tierra para que fueran fructíferos y se llenaran. Dios les dijo a Noé y sus hijos, Dios les doy mi bendición. Tengan muchos hijos y nietos, por lo que la gente vivirá en todas partes de esta tierra. But they chose not to. It is natural for people that are alike to stay together. But God had told them to spread throughout the earth. And they chose to disobey God and they built a tower. Pero eligieron no hacerlo. Es natural que las personas con que son iguales permanezcan juntas. Dios les dijo que fueran por todo el mundo, pero ellos eligieron a desobedecer a Dios y a construir un torre. So let's take a look at God's response, which is in Genesis chapter 11. Veamos la respuesta de Dios en Génesis 11. Dios dijo, or God said, come, let's go down and confuse the people with different languages. Then they won't be able to understand each other. In that way, the Lord scattered them all over the world, and they stopped building the city. That is why the city is called Babel, because that is where the Lord confused the people with different languages. In this way, he scattered them all over the world. Dios dice, será mejor que bajemos a confundir la lengua para que no se entiendan entre ellos mismos. Y así fue como el Señor los dispersó desde aquel lugar por toda la superficie de la tierra y dejaron de construir la ciudad. Por eso aquella ciudad se llamó Babel, porque allí confundió el Señor la lengua de todos los habitantes de la tierra y les dispersó por todo el mundo. And yet God was not finished with humanity. He had promised the Messiah would come to restore mankind into himself. And so God chose a group of people, which we know as the Jewish nation, to bring the promised Savior, Jesus of Nazareth. Y sin embargo, Dios no había terminado con la humanidad. Había prometido que el Mesías vendría para restaurar a la humanidad a sí mismo. Dios eligió a un grupo de personas que conocemos como la nación judía para traer al el Salvador prometido, Jesús de Nazaret. And Jesus lived a short 33 years. He died on the cross as it was prophesied. 3 days later, he rises from the dead, proving that he had the power and authority to forgive sins and give us eternal life. Jesús vivió unos cortos 33 años. Murió en la cruz como se profetizó. Y 3 días después resucita de entre los muertos. Lo que demuestra que tenía el poder y la autoridad para perdonar los pecados y darnos la vida eterna. He met with his disciples afterward, and he told them to go throughout the earth to share the gospel to all mankind. But before they were to go, he told them to wait in Jerusalem until they had been empowered from on high. So let's take a look at this in Acts 2. Luego se reunió con sus discípulos y les dijo que fueran por toda la tierra para compartir el evangelio con toda la humanidad. Pero antes de que se fueran, les dijo que esperaran en Jerusalén hasta que tuvieran poder desde lo alto. Vemos en Hechos 2. In Acts 2 it says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. They were completely amazed. How can this be? They exclaimed. These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things God has done. En Hechos 2 dice, al llegar el día de Pentecostés, continuaban todos reunidos en el mismo sitio. El Espíritu Santo los llenó a todos y enseguida se pusieron a hablar en distintos idiomas, según el Espíritu Santo les concedía expresarse. se hallaban entonces hospedados en Jerusalén judíos devotos llegados de todas las regiones de la tierra. Tan estupefactos y maravillados estaban que decían: ¿no son galileos todos los que están hablando? ¿Cómo es que cada uno de nosotros los oímos expresarse en nuestro propio idioma nativo? Pues bien, todos y cada uno de los oímos referir en nuestro propio idioma las cosas portentosas de Dios. So even though there were many people from different lands that had gathered in Jerusalem from the festival of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit filled Jesus' disciples, and they spoke in the many languages and tongues of the people represented. They exalted the Lord. And this is how we're united, when we exalt the Lord together. This is what we did together. Aunque había muchas personas de diferentes países que se habían reunido en Jerusalén para la fiesta de Pentecostés, el Espíritu Santo llenó a los discípulos de Jesús y hablaron en muchas lenguas de las muchas personas representadas. Exaltaron al Señor. Así es como estamos unidos, cuando exaltamos al Señor juntos. The Christians continue to fellowship and share the gospel in Jerusalem until we see in the 8th chapter of Acts that the disciples were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Y los cristianos continuaron teniendo compañerismo y compartiendo el evangelio en Jerusalén hasta que vemos en el capítulo 8 de Hechos que los discípulos estaban esparcidos por Judea y Samaria. It wasn't until the Apostle Paul started to go beyond the borders of Israel that the gospel truly would impact the world for Christ. No fue hasta que el apóstol Pablo comenzó a ir más allá de las fronteras de Israel que el evangelio realmente impactaría el mundo para Cristo. And it was in the mission field that Paul saw that God was not limiting his spirit to the Jew only. He writes this in Colossians 3. Y fue en el campo misionero donde Pablo vio que Dios no estaba limitando su espíritu solo al judío. Escriba esto en Colosenses 3. Colossians 3 says, in this new life, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, whether you're circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters. And he lives in all of us. And since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. En Colosenses 3 dice, ya no hay fronteras de raza, religión, cultura o condición social, sino que Cristo es todo en todos. Son elegidos de Dios. Él los ha consagrado y les ha otorgado su amor. Sean pues profundamente compasivos, benignos, humildes, pacientes y comprensivos. Sopórtense mutuamente y así como el Señor los perdonó, perdónense también ustedes. Cuando algún tenga quejas contra otro. Y por encima de todo, practican el amor que todo vuelve perfecto. So I just read, Christ is all that matters. You see, it is what he has done for us that has changed everything. The fact that we can come together, different people from different lands, different places, and we can all express our love and gratitude to the same one, the creator of us. Dice que Cristo es todo en todos. Es todo, esto es todo lo que importa, Cristo. Es a través de Cristo que todas las cosas son restauradas. Todas las personas de la tierra algún día serán restauradas a Dios y a los demás. Vemos. Esto es en Apocalipsis. So one day we're going to see, if you look at the book of Revelation, you see what happens with all the people. It's in Revelation chapter 5. Vamos a ver en Apocalipsis capítulo 5. It says, chapter 5, and they were all singing this new song of praise to the Lamb. Because you were slaughtered for us, you are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals. Your blood was the price paid to redeem us. You purchased us to bring us to God out of every tribe, language, people group, and nation. You have chosen us to serve our God and formed us into a kingdom of priests who reign on the earth. Apocalipsis 5 dice, Y cantaban a coro este cántico nuevo. Digno eres de recibir el libro y romper sus sellos, porque has sido degollado y con tu sangre has adquirido para Dios gentes de toda raza, lengua, puebla y nación. Y has constituido con ellas un reino de sacerdotes que servirán a nuestro Dios y reinarán sobre la tierra. You see, one day we will all be together with the Lamb that was slain, and we will all bow our knees to the one that has saved our souls. Un día estaremos todos juntos ante el Cordero que fue sacrificado. Todos doblaremos nuestras rodillas ante aquel que ha salvado nuestras almas. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace who will make all things right. Every tribe, every language, every group, and every nation will be united as one, for He alone is able to do this. Él es el Rey de Reyes, Señor de Señores, el Príncipe de Paz que hará todo bien. Cada tribu, cada idioma, cada grupo y cada nación se unirá como uno, porque solo Él puede hacer esto. And as it says in Colossians 3:14, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. Y como dice Colosenses 3:14, dice, sobre todo, practican el amor. That is the love language, right? The language of the world. That language can pass every language barrier. When you love someone, irrespective of what language they speak, they know it. They know that you are loving them. Cuando nosotros amamos a una persona que no entiende nuestro idioma, pero ven la acción del amor, ellos lo van a conocer. Ese es el idioma como si fuera de Dios, el amor de Dios, ¿verdad? It is this type of love that brings people together. It is this type of love that pursues others. Let us be this type of people. Es este tipo de amor el que une a las personas. Es este amor el que persigue a los demás. Seamos este tipo de personas. Let us answer Jesus' prayer that we would be one as He is one with the Father, that the world would know that Jesus was sent to the earth to restore all of creation. Respondamos la oración de Jesús de que seamos uno como Él es uno con el Padre. Que el mundo sepa que Jesucristo fue enviado a la tierra para restaurar toda la creación. I believe that we have an opportunity here, living on this little island, to be able to be an example. As a group of people come together from different cultures, different languages, different expressions of our Christianity, and we come together as one. Nosotros tenemos la oportunidad en esta isla para ser un ejemplo de cómo la gente de diferentes tradiciones, diferentes idiomas, culturas, que nos podemos unir a ser uno. That is what changed the world. Eso fue lo que cambió el mundo. When Apostle Paul was going out into the world and people were going out and sharing the gospel, cuando el apóstol Pablo fue a todo el mundo y estaba predicando el evangelio, he gave the example of loving people and bringing cultures together and sharing the one good news that they needed to hear, the one thing they needed to hear, that Jesus Christ had died on that cross for their sin, and He rose again with the promise of eternal life. El mensaje que Pablo tuvo cuando fue a todo el mundo era el mismo mensaje que cada persona necesita que oír. Y toda la gente cuando se iban a los diferentes países a dar el evangelio, a predicar el evangelio, decían estas cosas. Primeramente, que Jesucristo es el que nos perdona de nuestro pecado. Y cuando Él resucitó, con eso tenemos la promesa de la vida eterna. So here, I just want to close with this. Jesus has answered many of our prayers. How many of you would say that Jesus has answered many of your prayers?
Voy a cerrar con eso. ¿Cuántos de ustedes saben que Jesucristo nos ha cumplido, ha oído nuestras oraciones, verdad?
And so he had, and I've shared this before, he had one prayer for us. It's in the Gospel of John.
Jesucristo tenía una oración para nosotros. Una oración que pidió del Padre.
Jesus had one prayer that he had asked from the Father. He said, Father, that they would be one, as you and I are one, so that the world would know that you have sent me. Y eso era el mensaje que Cristo, era la oración que Cristo tuvo cuando habló con su Padre. Padre, que ellos sean uno, como tú y yo somos uno, para que todo el mundo sepan que me has enviado.
And so it is my prayer that we understand. Es mi oración que nosotros entendemos qué es lo que Dios ha hecho para nosotros, what God has done for all of us.
We all have the opportunity to love each other, to meet each other, to help each other, especially during the struggle.
Tenemos la oportunidad de ayudar uno al otro, amar uno al otro, mientras que estamos aquí en esta situación que nos encontramos.
And so it is my prayer that we would all pursue to reconcile, because we have the spirit of reconciliation.
It is mi oración y deseo que todos nos juntamos, estemos uno, porque tenemos el espíritu de reconciliación.
So let us go forward with the opportunities. Look for the opportunities to be one.
Vamos a buscar las oportunidades a ser uno. Cualquier idioma, cualquier pueblo, cualquier persona, que estemos uno en el Señor.
We're going to look for opportunities to come together, every language, every culture, every background, that we would be one in Christ. One in Christ.
Uno en Cristo. Amen?
Amen. You can say amen in both English and language. Amen.
Amen.
There's another word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can say that in Spanish and English too. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Gracias, Pastor Enrique. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está? Bien. My name is Andrew. What was the one? Oh, it's coming close. I'm running low. My family's looking at me before I start speaking my native tongue of redneck here. I do know one. ¿Cómo te llama, Andrew? And Jesús te llama. Thank you, Enrique, for this vision. May it never stop. Today is the beginning, okay? Today is the beginning. Cristo, uno, the church coming together. I want to thank you all for not only attending here, but being present and listening to the gospel. I love the fact that there are some things that can translate in any language, including amen and hallelujah. How about a smile? Right? How about a smile? Can you smile at anyone in Vons when you look up and you realize they may not have any other idea what I'm ordering right now behind the deli, but I can smile to them? Or how about a hug? Or in today's culture, maybe an elbow bump, right? And duct tape. We all need it. Everybody needs it. Everybody knows duct tape translates in any language. And I'm thankful that we have workers this morning that have taken the time. These songs are beautiful this morning, guys. If our band can come up. And I'd also love for Javi to come up here. This is Javi Peguero, one of our local young men. And he is headed back to the Air Force today on the 1245 boat. Serves our country. He's been here for a week. He's my good friend. And my daughter thinks he's kind of a cool guy, too. I'd like to pray for Javi and thank you all for being here. And for our workers on the parking lot, Dave, Wayne, thank you guys, the setup crew, all behind the scenes making the sound go out, right? I can't wait for worship service in heaven, right? every tongue, every tribe, every ethnicity, loud and crashing cymbals and harps. Everything, every tongue, our God made all of it. Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the way that your presence is known across the world right now, as all folks are figuring out we share some things, not just food, not just shelter, not just rules of the land, but something bigger. There is someone behind all of this, and he loves us. We heard this morning in plain language, Jesus te ama, Jesus loves us. This message needs to go forward, change the hearts and lives of those around us, mine included. Father, thank you for the way that our lives are being changed when we think of your love. Breaking down the walls, once again, another service, building the foundation of unity in our community. I thank you for a young man here from our community. I thank you for this young man who chooses to serve his country. And we love his culture. And Father, we thank you that here on this island, we share the beauty of this island. And it's not just palm trees and the Pacific Ocean. It's the people here. That's the beauty of your creation. I pray that you give him protection wherever he is sent. Take care of this young man. Take care of those that are serving, representing our Avalon community and the armed forces, Father. Thank you for what they stand for. And I thank you for what you have done to fight the greatest battle on our behalf. The battle for hope, the battle for joy, the battle for eternity. The fact that our sins can be forgiven. And in the past, we can actually feel forgiveness now. We don't wait on this. Father, thank you for your presence this morning. And I pray against the enemy in the name of Jesus. If he's found his way here, he is banished in the name of Jesus. May you folks leave here today knowing you have been prayed for. You have been sent out. And the Spirit of God rests in you. He doesn't stay in these tents. He moves about the community and in your home, over your conversations, your boat rides, your grocery stores. Father, we take you with us. And you speak for us, and a smile translates in any language. And we thank you for all that you've done today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Shame, no sin, no stain.
is greater than the great I am. Let's raise our hands, folks. No fear, no grave, no other name is greater than.
You believe it? Let's proclaim it. I am. No guilt.
No guilt, no shame. No sin, no stain is greater than the great I am. No fear, no grave, no other name.
Hallelujah.
Is greater than the great I am.
Mention one other thing. We were just super blessed to be loaned a lot of this equipment right now that's making this possible. We're trying to purchase it. We're trying to do some special offering fundraising right now, or just special offerings right now. Amongst this group, we've raised about $140 so far. We need about $2,000. So I just put that out there for prayer and just for you guys to be able to give. If you want to give to that, go on to that ACC giving QR code, and you can put special project. You can select special projects on there, and that's what that goes to, is this music gear, so we can just keep this going for weeks and months ahead. So be in prayer about that. Pray for God's provision in that. We're just working towards that goal together. So I just wanted to put that out there for you guys. We're going to send you out with one last song here. Have a blessed day and weekend. So great to have you guys again. So let's stand as we enjoy this last song. Bless you guys.